This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez on the floor of CES 2008 in Las Vegas, Nevada with Kevin Edwards of Podtech. And my first question to you, Kevin, what's the buzz at Macworld?
Oh, wow. All kinds of things. it could be pretty crazy. I mean, they announced new Mac Pros this week, so they had to get stuff out of the way for what they would announce next week. I think everybody is expecting a sub-notebook. People are expecting something about the Apple TV, a new upgrade on that. Movie rentals, and other than that, nobody knows.
Now, one of the things that you said I thought was really interesting is Steve Jobs would be a perfect candidate to take over that Sunday night keynote that Bill Gates has inhabited over the past several years.
Right.
Can you defend that point?
Yeah. As soon as I found out that Bill Gates was stepping down and would no longer be delivering the keynote, I started just dreaming and fantasizing about Steve Jobs taking his place. Actually, I do think there's something to be said there, because I think Apple is increasingly moving into the consumer electronics space. I think perhaps Apple has not been here recently because they don't want to be second fiddle to Microsoft. But now here's an opportunity for Steve Jobs, who delivers great keynotes, to come out, do something, and sort of set the vision for what's to be expected.
You know what they could do? They could have a section up front with all the Apple geeks, the lemmings, you know, that are worship is every word, could be right up front. It could be like Macworld up front, and then everyone else in the other religion sort of watching as he gives the keynote. Now, that could be very interesting.
The problem with that is what's going to happen is people, all the Mac people, will show up days in advance and wait in line and fill the entire place up. So,
well said. So we hear a lot of explosions in the background. We're in the South Hall of the Convention Center here in Las Vegas at CES. And this is one of the halls that has lots of little companies. A lot of them make things for Apple products.
iPhones, yeah, and iPods.
And iPods. And you won't really see any iPods here except the ones that, well, we brought one with us. And they also have
iPhone.
Them in some of the booths as well. And you have an iPhone. So
yes.
Why don't we just canvas the floor here and find out what is Apple related here at CES.
Great.
See R2-D2 over there?
Yeah.
The small one is I think it's Wi-Fi. And the larger one is a projector. Little control panel.
iPod.
Oh, an iPod dock. Let's check it out. Now, how do you think this works? Should we get help? Oh, you're the only person I would trust to touch anything for the first time without reading the directions. So what do you think? R2-D2 with an iPod dock, USB connection, what is that, some serial port of some kind there or something?
Yeah, memory stick, SD card reader.
A disk slot.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. I got to appreciate the 260-inch DLP. But, you know, if you've got a home theater system and you're a Star Wars fan, I just don't see this as being a wise use of your money. It's a little bit crazy.
Wait a minute. You said if you're a Star Wars fan, you don't see it being a wise use. You mean if you're not a Star Wars
fan?
Yeah, okay.
Well, even if you are a Star Wars fan, you know, this is just crazy. You have to really, really have something for Star Wars and have the need for an R2-D2 that has an iPod dock on it. This is crazy.
It's really, you know, Bose really has an angle on all this, don't they? Because it's really hard to find small iPod docks that sound good, that give you a rich sound experience.
Right.
And a lot of these just give you some sense. They're like clock radios in a way.
Yeah, I mean, this one right here, for example, I mean, if you didn't see the iPod dock on it, this would be the standard, like, $10 thing you'd see at Walgreens or something. Which is interesting, because you got to keep in mind, people coming to the Consumer Electronics Show are people who are buying for Walgreens and stuff like that. So, yeah, this might be something you might see there.
Yeah. Oh, I just spotted something. Eye lamp. It's sort of like the letter I has become almost synonymous with Apple.
I saw another I something over there.
Oh, maybe we should check that out too. Yeah. Let's see.
The lamp for the iPod.
It is exactly what we thought it would be.
Amazing. Oh, I like this one here.
Okay. You like the flashy one?
Yeah, because if you're going to mix a lamp with an iPod, you got to throw in the disco lights.
Well, let's get a picture of this. But there's the unspoken thing that I know you're probably thinking, and that is, if Apple designed that lamp, it'd probably be a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah. One can only dream, but they can only crank out so many wonderful products.
Maybe that could be the subject of Macworld.
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting because when you think about it, there are many things Apple could be doing. Boomboxes and more home theater equipment and stuff like that. But they're limiting themselves to what they're putting out. Because if they start doing these things and they aren't well received, it hurts them overall as a brand.
I like it when you have a serious point to make and all the joking about Apple and CES. There we go. There's got to be... Good.
Hi.
There's got to be iPod stuff in here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This actually really is amazing that Apple's not here. And every booth we go to, I mean, not every booth, but booth after booth, as we're coming along here, we see one thing or another, or sometimes an entire booth that's dedicated to iPod accessory.
Let's see if this will even work.
So notice the Japanese characters on the iPods.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can press play if you'd like and listen to it.
Great.
The middle button, yeah.
What's the retail price on this?
$250.
Okay.
Now here's an Edifier. That looks iPod-ish. That looks like a giant speaker.
Right. So again, we can't walk for more than 2 minutes before running into something that has an iPod dock. Amazing.
Nope. There's something very telltale, though.
Yeah, definitely wireless. Again, here I'm looking at this. I'm trying to figure out like where you would actually place this in a home. Not on your desk, because you'd want an alarm clock. Not in your home theater, council, or anything like that.
Right.
Maybe college dorm or something like that.
Do you
want to go like maybe up this way?
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing some Blu-ray stuff. One of the things that would be interesting right now, Blu-ray seems to have a little bit of an edge. Seems to make some advances. It'd be interesting if at Macworld, Steve Jobs said that he's going to be releasing products with Blu-ray. Be a really great time to do that because he could get a little bit of credit for turning the tide in the war between HD, DVD, and Blu-ray.
I think you make an interesting point because he is on the board now of one of the major movie production companies, and it would be probably something to his strategic advantage to make a decision about where they're going to go with high-definition images on their machines.
Right. And they've announced or at least given some indication of support for Blu-ray. They just haven't really released anything in Blu-ray yet. So I think doing so would possibly be something that just made it final and the war may be coming to an end between the two.
Now, let's stop for a moment. Now, I want to make a totally sacrilegious statement here, but the thing that I really think is wonderful, incredible about Apple is that they're the kind of company that just asks a simple question, like, why can't I do X? Why can't I watch high definition images from my computer on my TV screen? And then they go out and they solve that problem and they offer an easy solution, at least easy for consumers to use, easy solution. Now, the solutions that they offer are not necessarily technologically any better than what anyone else could make. I mean, they're the same PhDs, the same smart people that work at all these other companies. It just seems like Jobs is able somehow, in the way that he organizes things, to get people on the same page to actually follow through and make it.
Right, and I think it's the subtle details. I think he's just maniacal about the details. If you take a look at like even the first iPod when it came out and compare that to other MP3 players, you'll see other MP3 players outspec'd the original iPod. But he got the details right, the size, the fit and finish, and the user interface down where nobody else had. So I think that's one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of Apple.
Now I can appreciate that, but the part that I think is weird is the slavish devotion that people have to Apple, which is a company just trying to make money.
Right. Part of where that comes from is, for me, I want to know, like, the next job that I go to, I'll be able to use a Macintosh, because I know I prefer a Macintosh than a PC. And as Apple increases in market share, the more likelihood that would be the case increases. So here was something I was interested in as I went to the bathroom over here and walked
DJ
back to
audio one. Stations?
Yeah. I'm wondering, do these have iPod docks? I know some DJs who carry around their iPods with them because they can carry a ton of music in a very small form factor.
I always like listening to John Denver on my DJ system here.
Let's get this party started.
It's the unexpected things, Kevin, at CES that make it so special.
Like, somebody really isn't doing their job right there.
So look at let's walk around here. I want you to see this speaker.
Nice.
So I imagine the Nautilus shape actually helps to do something with sound.
Yeah. If nothing else, it's very cool looking, and it evokes a sonic thing in terms of the design.
It kind of looks retro in a way, though. To me, it seems like a piece of sculpture from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. A little bit Futurama-ish.
Yeah.
You now, could what see I'm confused, though, is where do you access the iPod dock?
Excuse me, sir.
You must push in on here.
That's right.
They have some over here, it looks like, too. These.
Oh, yeah, they look like big footballs.
I'm wondering where the one is where you plug in the Zoom. Oh, yeah. We haven't seen too many of those, have we?
Zoom enabled. We wouldn't be having a podcast if we did Zoom
enabled
stuff.
Big story at CES, all the Zoom enabled.
There we go. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we make our way through the rest of the South Hall to the Zune booth
is there
at Microsoft.
A Zune booth?
Yes, there is at Microsoft.
That'd be interesting. Actually, you know, the latest releases of the Zune, you know, Generation 2 of the Zune, have gotten good reviews and have gotten some traction. They're positioning themselves to be in a pretty good, solid second place in the market.
And that was interesting that Bill Gates said at his keynote, the Zune would be the alternative to the iPod, the clear alternative. In that sense, Gates concedes that the iPod is king for now. Although you really could never expect Gates to ever concede anything over the long haul, because Microsoft is a company that is willing to invest and take the time to slowly grow their businesses.
And being in second place in this market, actually, it's not bad.
So, it's got a nice feel to it. I listened to them the other day, and I've got to say that I thought the quality was very high, responsiveness, not a lot of latency, and zipping around on it and finding your way.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the feel of it, actually. It does have a more comfortable feel, I think, than the iPod. Of course, the screen is bigger, but it's the same resolution as the iPod. So, I still have a hard time getting over the fake scroll wheel. To me, that's just annoying.
But I think that it's not meant to be fake. I think that you just press on certain parts of it.
Well, yeah, but you want to do that. You want to
scroll.
Well,
you want to do that because you're an iPod lover.
No, even still, I would want to do that.
Well, try on the headphones. Tell me what you think of the sound.
The sound is good. I mean, I can't be critical of the Zuno sound. It sounds as good as the iPod. I think they're both about the same in sound.
And then the technologies that go inside these machines, probably not that different.
No. I would expect them to sound the same. Now, what's interesting is this is the old model. We've got the old model on display.
Well, some companies like to do that.
This is what we made too many of, and you can still get them at the store.
I should never have taken you here. I can't take you anywhere.
Oh, here's the Nano ripoff. Oh, this is an attractive color. I remember in the 70s when I was a kid, we used to have a refrigerator and a dishwasher that was this color. Avocado green, they called it.
Well, let's do a little wrap-up. So Macworld is next week. Who knows what Steve Jobs is going to unveil, but last year Macworld was scheduled the same time as CES, pretty much to steal the thunder of CES and to show that the iPhone indeed was the product of the year. It was the product of the year. It did steal CES's thunder, but not this year. Should we take that to mean that Jobs doesn't really have a mind-blowing product up his sleeve?
Oh, I wouldn't bet one way or the other on that. You're right, though. I mean, I was at the Bloghouse last year. I saw the Bill Gates keynote, and then I saw the Steve Jobs keynote. Everybody was doing a compare and contrast. People were talking a lot about the Apple TV, and it didn't go over very well. And people saw that, I think, immediately. And then the iPhone. Everybody was all hyped up about the iPhone. You know, I don't see Apple entering a new space, this Macworld, but I do see them making improvements. At least I hope so.
We will be at Macworld next week. We'll find out whether or not your predictions are true, that Steve Jobs may actually have something up his sleeve, even though you haven't gone out on a limb to say so. But you can cover your bets, Kevin,
and yeah,
we can
find out whether it goes flat. Aren't I?
Well, I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.
I'm Kevin Edwards from PodTech.net.
I think I'll take a Zune brochure with me, though. That way, I don't say things that I don't know.